What's new, Pussycats? Whoa! What's new, Pussycats? Whoa! Pussycats did send an hour. Luke smells like flowers. Evan is so cute. Trella and Fuzzy recording the Pussycats. Pussycats, Pussycats, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycats bros. What's new, Pussycats? Whoa! What's new, Pussycats? Whoa!
Welcome to episode 3. Episode 3.
Episode 3 of the What's New Pussycast.
So yeah. Luke and Evan talk kind of about the SHL.
Guess who's back? Bit late this week, though.
Yeah, but, you know, school.
School be like that, yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of afternoon to night classes, so that's fun.
Yeah, same. It's everything start, like, all my classes are at least after 11.
Same. I think all mine are after 12, which is cool.
That's pretty cool. No 8 a.m.s.
I had an 8 a.m., but I dropped it because I realized I didn't need it to graduate.
Yeah, those suck. Those
yeah.
are
so
pure
it was a lab
ass.
That I didn't need, so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take advanced linear algebra instead.
Oh, yeah.
And advanced linear algebra is basically linear algebra, which I already took. But
just matrices.
Just a little bit more than linear algebra, which is going to be super easy.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Very easy class.
Yeah.
So how about we just start moving on and start reading some of the questions?
Yeah, because we got a good amount.
Yeah, we have a decent amount. So yeah.
People.
Yeah. So first we have a slash ACM who says bump.
Oh, bump.
Delete this thread. It's fucking waste of space.
Andrew Joy-Con.
Yeah. That's my response. And next we have Alaska. Mr. Alaska over here.
Yeah.
Who asks, do either of you cook? If so, what's your favorite thing to cook? If not, favorite food?
Okay. Well, do you cook?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Oh, what kind of food?
It depends. I like to bake. I mean, that's not the same as cooking completely, but it's making food.
It's using an oven.
Yeah, but I also like to make pasta sometimes. Like, if you ever watch, have you seen the movie Chef? Have
the
you seen
Chef?
Yeah, the movie Chef.
No, I watch Food Network, though.
Oh, yeah, Food Network's.
Dude, Guy Groceries Games.
Oh, my God.
He's the best.
Guy Fieri is, he's great.
Dude, he is dynamite.
Yeah. And, yeah, but, like, there's this pasta aglio e olio. I'm probably butchering it because I'm not Italian. But that, it's very simple, very easy to make. It takes, like, 10 minutes to prepare, like, to actually, like, cook the pasta and mix everything together. But, like, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really
the things that I cook is that I mostly grill. So I grill during the summer. Alaska's saw some of my shit. What did my mom buy? It's some really good steak. You just cook it like 5 minutes each side, and it just tastes so good. Oh my goodness. Like, I love cooking steak, burgers, chicken, corn.
Yeah, that's... I made, like, homemade tacos. I made marinated chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
did you make the tortillas yourself?
I just said I didn't.
Well,
I did say it before, so I can understand, yeah. But, yeah, I don't make the tortillas yet. I want to be able to do that. Like, I want to be a good home cook, and that's...
Mm-hmm. Dude, I just want to cook so I can just feed myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I make some good twice stuffed potatoes. I can make some baked ziti. That's about it. But favorite food, I would have to go with, you didn't say favorite meal, so I'm going to say my favorite food is potatoes, because you can do like so much with them. It's just, it's so good.
My favorite food, I just really like chicken in general, because like,
chicken's always good.
Just like, I mean, you can pair it with so much. I'm a really big hot sauce person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a huge hot sauce person. I feel like there's definitely people that are more into it, but like, I have like several types of hot sauce in my fridge right now. So
no,
I guess that's like a medium. No, I'm not number one.
You're number one. You're the number one most good hot
sauce. Most good hot sauce, yes. But yeah, there's so many good ones. There's Secret Aardvark Original. It's probably one of the best that I've ever had. That's not a paid advertisement. That's just me giving my opinion about my favorite hot sauce.
We aren't getting paid for this?
If they pay SHL money, I'm all for it.
I want at least $20 million in SHL money.
Also, maybe a cent in real money. That's maybe a bit more. Maybe a bit more. Yeah. But yeah, I totally recommend that. But like chicken, you can make wings. You can just do the entire fucking thing. Like fucking soak it in shit. Throw it in the oven. Full meal. For an entire family.
I had wings today. I had it for dinner.
Oh, wings?
With Panera bread, mac and cheese. Which is then, too random.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's... Mac and cheese is good too. Mac and cheese is really good.
We were just talking about this Manhattan Discord. Is that, like, making grown-up mac and cheese is really good? Like, you put... awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you just put, like, SO... made Asiago and cheddar mac and cheese with mushrooms and looked delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Alaska's next question.
Yeah. Before we start like trailing off into becoming a food becoming a food podcast.
So what's the most random thing you know a lot about?
I'm gonna let you answer this one first because I answered the last one first.
Shit, well I don't know. I gotta think about it for a second. Actually, to keep it SHL related, I know a lot about just random ass facts about the SHL. It's just, I just did a lot of history stuff for the SHL. It's just all, like, in my brain now. It's like, I know a lot of the usernames on the site, like, a lot old OG. I kind of recognize if people got traded before, which is just really creepy to me because there's like thousands of trades, not thousands, hundreds of trades. So yeah.
Yeah, you did like the trade graph thing.
That took like a good 2 weeks.
The trade webs. Yeah, those were pretty.
No, like I made the whole trade history. So like, starting from season one or whenever, like 2010 to 2019, all the trades that I got. I'm still going back because in the entry drafts, GMs made trades, but they just didn't post them anywhere else. So I'm mad about that. So I'm going there.
That's great.
Actually, other than that, what's some random things that I know? I know a lot about Evan. You go. I'll go.
I feel like I'm reasonably knowledgeable about, like, theme park shit, because, like, Disney World, that's almost everyone that's been to Disney World at least, like, 4 times. They're like, oh, I know so much about it, but, like, I'm, like, really interested in, like, all the history of all the, the stuff that's gone, the stuff that's there, how it all works, what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, it's all just super interesting, and, like, just I like the engineering aspect. I like the history aspect. It all very cool.
Yeah,
a lot of great YouTube channels. That was not supposed to be singular, but I'm gonna leave it at that. But yeah, like one specifically is Defunct Land, which has like, well, basically it's more of a nostalgia channel, but like it's focused around theme parks, and it has like a mini series for like TV shows, and he's gone into stuff like the entire life of Jim Henson. Like over the summer, he did like a full mini series on just each thing of Jim Henson's works.
Oh shit.
And
that's
like
cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And then he goes into like different defunct attractions at different parks. So there's like the extraterrestrial or something like that, alien encounter at Disney World. Which was like, if you've ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, there's, I think it's the Stitch's Great Escape,
mm-hmm.
is where the ride used to be. It's basically, there's a tube in the middle, and it's like a circular theater, and there was basically in the tube in the middle, there was like an animatronic alien, and it was just like a
Ambacas.
Thank you, Trella. It was basically like Alien the movie inspired attraction, because the owner of Disney, Michael Eisner, was like, the teens feel like this entire theme park is so boring, so we're gonna put in a spooky ride. And then,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's, that's like a good one to start out with if you're gonna watch any of his videos. Like, it's, mm-hmm. there's just a lot of interesting stuff in that whole realm of like topic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I got my thing. So
you got your thing?
Do you know the movie Short Circuit?
I haven't heard of it.
Bro, it's a classic. All right, hon. Do you know? Oh wait, you already saw GIF because I put the cheese one, the say cheese one. But it's a great movie about a robot being tested for like a war robot for the US government, but then he got hit by lightning and becomes sentient, and then he goes to like a Midwestern house, and like he always needs more input, so he's like began reading shit. It's and Short Circuit 1, Short Circuit 2 are really good movies. I know a lot about that. Do you know the TV show Stargate?
I No.
Bro, oh my god, okay.
I feel like I'm missing out now.
Stargate's a great TV show. It's like 11 series. It's one of the longest sci-fi... What's it called? Sci-fi series? It's about, like, there's this,
yeah.
like, ring that opens a wormhole and transfers to other planets and shit. It's a really good TV series. I know a lot about that, because I watched it a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are just some random TV shows and movies. Short Circuit, though, is a very underrated, really good movie. If you just want a really just fun movie to watch.
Huh.
Yeah. So like the GIF that I showed is him. It's the second one where he is in, I think, LA. And he experiences city life, which is hilarious. Because like there's this one scene where he is like walking down or like strolling down a street, and these guys were like hacking or breaking into cars to steal their radios because it was set back in like the 70s. So like he approached them, and the guys were like, yeah, so we're part of the radio fixing. So we get into their cars and take the radios and then replace them. So he unlocks all the cars for them down the street so that people can steal them. Yeah.
You should post the GIF.
No, yeah. I will.
I think so people have at least reference.
If anyone's seen it, I'll give like $1 million to them. Not really, but like major props.
Okay, I'm gonna
go to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the next one, because we're only on the third question. So what is your least favorite part of the SHL?
That's a hard one. I like everything about the SHL. The least favorite part is probably I don't know. I think I've just been in it so long, the bad parts just kind of became complacent to me. Like, who doesn't love a good Thunderdome? I know people hate it, but like, once there's like a Thunderdome, that's always good.
Oh yeah, that's great. I think maybe it's more about the site. I just don't like, I mean, the forum setup of messaging can be good, but like as a locker room type thing, it's not. I know some people prefer it because they kind of started out with that, and then they moved to, and the locker room started moving to Discord. But I feel like if you are still doing that, it's honestly not as efficient to get stuff across.
It's just so long. It's a waiting.
Yeah. Like you're waiting for people to respond to you, and with Discord it's like a completely separate thing, so you're able to like receive direct messages and you'll get notifications about it. So it's, I mean, but I understand how people can feel that it has been recently kind of taking over the forum kind of.
Yeah, but I think that's
structure. But yeah.
Yeah.
That was gonna happen.
I don't know. Least favorite. Probably Evan. Evan's my least favorite part of the SHL.
I know, me too. Yeah. I also don't like the wait between playoffs and or like the IIHF and the preseason, because there's nothing. I need some sim juice.
Dude, it's like a couple days. My veins. Down. It's like a week.
It can be a week, and a week without sim crack is.
Dude, we get spoiled.
We do get spoiled. I don't know how other leagues have it, but I.
The IIHF is supposed to be throughout the off season, but like.
It ends early.
It's getting more condensed, but like. Probably the one thing that I would like is have an official SHL live stream for the drafts. That would be cool, instead of just having
some people do it.
Other than that, like people who actually have knowledge on prospects, so it's not like, oh, this guy got drafted, don't know who that is next. Like, instead it's actually someone who knows most of the prospects. It's like, oh, you know, this guy from like St. Louis, this amount of TPE, you know, active, you know, that.
I mean, that would be an interesting concept.
Yeah, comparables, Mike Izzy. Comparables.
Comparables. Messi. Yeah.
Lionel Messi, obviously, for Cole Caulfield.
Yeah. All right, so next question from Alaska. His last one is, what rivalry do you think has the best history in the SHL, and what current rivalry could surpass it?
Best rivalry, I think, Edmonton versus Calgary.
Really?
That's.
I mean, I wouldn't know, because I'm not a history guy, so.
Yeah. The amount of times that they faced off, Blast, I think, says, like, they faced off, like, 8 times or something. An 8 series, and it was just like a whole thing. Like how many times people won the series, how many games they won. It was cool. Other than that, what other good rivalry?
I mean, they did it this season, so.
Yeah, they did this season. West Kendall and Winnipeg, I think. They were battling back and forth for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Minnesota and getting their first, that's a good rivalry. Manhattan and keeping their first is also a good rivalry.
Manhattan and having picks.
Yeah, dude, this is the first season since season 46. We're just gonna hop between Reddit drafts.
I think I had a John Mulaney quote for the Manhattan Rage being percentage wise, it's 100% easier to not do things than to do them.
Yeah, dude. Why? Yeah. He said draft where he can just trade for people.
Honestly, that's some big brain shit right there.
I mean, I got some stats, but like I can't really say those type of stuff because it's for men, JY and I only.
So it's for real Manhattan.
Yeah, it's for the
fellas only.
For the management.
Yeah. Yep. So now we have EFIG.
EFIG.
EFIG. EFIG. I don't even know if he knows how to pronounce it.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
But he said, if you require some mother and father, who does the mother or father be? Bonus points if pick one each other as stepmother or stepfather. All right. So. Obviously, my sim mother would be Pris because she like helped like everyone season 43 out. Like she's a season 43 mother, and then probably the father would be Teddy for me. Teddy or Adam. Maybe Cal, but he is like that. He would be like that cool older brother.
Huh. I think. For me, I do want to say that Cal and Blast are my mother and father,
mm-hmm.
but I joined the league with them, so I don't know if I can legally say that.
They're
my brothers, so.
Bro, does that mean we're brothers? If Cal's my brother and you're Cal's brother?
We're step brothers.
Whoa.
Step bro. but I think maybe for my new player they would be my sim league mother and father because
yeah.
I mean Blast kind of brought me back to the site and yeah. Cal yeah. So
yeah,
I don't have an explanation for Cal, but yeah, I'm thinking. So I want to say Cal is the mom.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, Cal has mom energy, and Blast is obviously the father.
Yeah, like Cal is like that minivan with orange slices, you know, that type of mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So next, we have pick a winner of the Jeff Darr Award in the past 5 seasons. And he lists Danny Forsberg, Roman Augustus, Victor Marius, Mike Izzy, and Mikhail Lakitanov. Lakitanov. He will protect you while others will attack. Who do you pick and why? Well, the easy answer is Mike Izzy.
Yeah, you have to like, the augment Izzy. Like, there is... It's no like
Coach Bizikis Michael Izikis.
Yeah, like dude, you see those hits he gets? He works out in the gym. He goes hard in the paint.
Yeah, he's forever going to be my number one.
Yeah, he's the number one. If we had to go to number two, it would probably be.
Manuel's
really weak.
I want to say Carey.
I would probably say Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Carey can get those hits and
he gets the puck deep.
He's mighty cute too.
Depends.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
I do know.
You do know?
Me and Carey are tight. Like we talk to each other at least 3 times in our lives, maybe 4.
Okay. So. I believe you for this once.
We talked like 3 times.
Yeah, I actually DM'd him once. I asked him for a cig and he said no.
Dude, that actually happened. yeah, he was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah. He said, and then Yufig says, he says three, but like the double.
He has one. He has one B, and then three. Three in Roman numerals.
Yeah. What's the weirdest SHL related fever dream you ever had? I don't dream about the SHL. I'm not addicted.
You didn't even read the last part. If there's none, please make one up.
Well, okay, if I had to make one up, it would probably be it would probably be like me getting suspended or banned for doing something stupid.
Penn Knight comes back, I don't know. That's a bit contentious.
Probably I'll get suspended for tampering. Not tampering. Tampering. I'll probably get suspended for tampering in like the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I think that would happen to me. I think I'll just be stupid enough where I'm like, hey guy, because I don't know who I'm tampering yet. Hey guy, here's a contract. And then the guy's like, this is tampering. I'm like, oh shit. And then he reports me.
Yeah.
It'll probably just be all my ignorance.
I feel like maybe mine maybe could be like someone tampers me and I just don't even realize. But then I like bring it up to someone later and they're like, oh shit, that's tampering. And I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, I think if I'd ever get suspended or banned, it'll just be me doing something stupid where I'm like, oh, this is a thing that would get banned for.
Yeah.
Well, technically, no, I didn't tamper yet. Technically, I signed someone that hasn't did their thing as a free agent, so then I couldn't sign them.
Oh.
I mean, I'm getting, he ended up becoming inactive anyway, but I believe that if I got him, he would not become inactive, and I stand by that. But anyway, number four.
Well, it's spelled four.
Oh, sorry, four.
Yeah, so we have one B, Roman numeral three, and then four spelled out. This is.
Yeah. He said, "Which winner of the Jeff Darrow or the past season?"
Mike Izzy.
Roman Augustus, Victor Marius, Mike Izzy, Mikhail Lovitov would make the best grilling partner in a grill-off that you desperately need to win. Reclaim your father's urgent. Dude, Mike Izzy. First thing, Mike Izzy isn't a dad. He's like the embodiment of a dad who grills.
He is the cool. He's like the cool dad that's like, have you seen the SNL sketch? The SNL sketch where what's his name? It's like get off the shed. I feel like
did it make the shitty commercial?
Will Ferrell. He's like
never mind.
Get off the shed. He's like with he's like at a grill. He's just grilling some like hamburgers and hot dogs, and his kids are like climbing on the shed. He's like get off the shed, and it's very funny. I know my description really does it justice.
Yeah.
But
I think our insults would be Mike Izzy.
Yeah, I think
goat.
Also, one of my, going back to Alaska's question, what's a random thing you know a lot about? I know a lot about SNL, like a decent amount, because mm-hmm. I've been to it.
You've been to SNL?
Yeah, five times.
Actual SNL?
Yeah.
The Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Wow. Did you laugh at all the jokes? The hee-hees? And the
sometimes. Sometimes. I went to the John Mulaney live show.
Oh, dude, if you didn't, I would have disowned you right now.
Huh?
I would have disowned you if you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I went to that one. The one from last season. And then that was a live show I went to. I went to the live show, the first one with Adam Driver, Kanye West.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard your laugh in the John Mulaney one.
I don't know if you did. You probably didn't.
I specifically remember you laughing. I'm like, oh, this is Evan.
Sure. And then, yeah, and then I went to three dress rehearsals, which have, like, the shitty sketches that just don't make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's something I know a decent amount about.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you fig. He says bonus question now. How long do you microwave breakfast sandwich? My mom threw away the box. I'm really hungry. Answer quickly or I'll starve and lose.
And 1 minute, 30 seconds. Everything's 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah, a minute, 30. And if it's not, you just put it in for another 30.
Yeah, just keep on putting it in for longer if it's not heated up.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Like, I put it in a minute, 30, and then I take it out. I'm like, oh, this isn't ready. Let's do another minute. And then see what happens.
All right.
Thanks, you, so, Fig.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you, Fig. Now we have Nokazoa. And he asks, Luke, why is the boy your best FA signing while you were in the juniors?
I don't know who the boy is. He talking about himself? Because I never heard him talk about himself as the boy.
he probably means, why is ya boy? No, why is ya boy?
Go to Sig, the drop down, John Paul, the boy.
The boy. The boy.
I actually just talked to him like 30 minutes about it. I actually didn't want to sign him because we were almost full. And then Aaron was like, I'm just going to reach out to him. I'm like, okay, cool. And then we kind of signed him. And then he turned out to be a really good person. And I like that. But my best free agent signing would probably be... there's so many to choose. D-Mills was a good
one. We all know.
Fuck. I think...
D-Mills was good. One.
Was the hockeyest? That's my final answer.
Over D-Mills.
Over D-Mills, the hockeyest, dude.
Oh, I think we have some things to talk about D-Mills a bit later.
Yeah,
but
this is my boy.
He does seem like a pretty cool dude.
He is
very cool. He likes sunglasses. Astronomy.
If you want to talk to someone about the universe, like the planets and shit, that's the person to talk to.
Really? Oh shit!
Dude, he had a whole media series.
I know.
About different planets and shit. It's cool. I would
recommend it.
And then Nokazoa, because we're like 30 minutes in, and we're only like 3.
We're just gonna start rushing.
No, we don't need a rush. We got
a little bit.
Oh shit! Okay, we kind of do.
yeah.
What's the biggest surprise to you this season? Manhattan doing so good.
Yeah, you guys are still in the playoffs, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're down 3-2 right now. We'll see what happens. I expected us to be here, but like, if we go to the Challenge Cup Finals, that would be a major accomplishment, because we do not deserve that at all. If we look at our I'm doing some secret stats on the side that I'm going to release later, but like those stats just make, it's like our offense is basically carrying us and our defense and goalies are just like meh. So like, we got some good luck going right now to make up for the shitty luck last season.
Biggest surprise for me would probably be, I think that Kelowna, like, they had a huge rebuild. I mean, for what they did, they were like bottom last season, and now they were like, they're in the final. So,
oh shit, who are they playing?
They're playing Militia.
Oh shit, Montreal should win them, because I don't want Kelowna to win, because
they've won enough.
Fuck Kelowna. No, I'm trying to get Vancouver. Well, I'm not trying to specifically, but I want Vancouver to tie them in most 4-star cup wins. And we're one away.
But yeah, I think Militia have been pretty strong. They got Boone. So I think, yeah, Kelowna making it that far after being kind of trash last two seasons was pretty impressive. Because they had a shit ton of picks in the right draft. So either I don't remember them, but I believe that they did well with the right draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have, what are some improvements that should be made to the site and its current system?
Updating.
updating, and we are, I'd like to say that we are working on it, but we haven't worked on it.
You haven't worked on it, or not yo, but Nubbed hasn't been working on it specifically for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since we actually even took a look at it.
Yeah, no, I was actually talking to him the other day, actually.
We probably should start the project back up, but like,
he said that there's basically,
it's probably just a lot.
He says there's two things to be done. Redistributing TPE and having graders dispense TPE.
Mm.
Those are the two things that he said that just need to be done.
But, so, like, we're almost there.
Fingers crossed. Maybe season 52.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think, yeah, that's the main improvement that should be made.
Yeah, I don't mind updating right now. It's easy once you, you know, do it. But, like, just having it being so easy and just having to click buttons, I think it's just going to bring a lot more player retention.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, even for first years, it's really, I mean, the first, like, new users, it's a struggle. It's like, you don't know, the format's there, but it's like, how do I follow the same format every single week?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I gotta start from scratch. I mean, big tip, just use the reply button. And then delete the quotes and just edit that.
Oh,
that's,
wow. Coming in with the big galaxy
brain. That's the galaxy brain tip of the podcast. Because that's how I update on my phone. I'm too lazy to do it on my computer unless, like, I really have to search for something. Yeah. I just have the links open. I copy that and put it in. Because all you really need to do is delete the PTs. All that stuff, and then just leave in your training activity check, and then you can just modify the numbers a little bit so your updates, basically, it's going to be the same exact format. So
yeah, and then he also says opinions on increasing the cap for juniors. We talked about this last episode.
Both don't like it. It's kind of not good.
Yeah, it's just going to create a bigger disparity between higher TV players and rookies when they come in. Because, you know, rookies, they already do shit. Like, they do shit in the sim, except for, like, one or two. Or, like, not one or two, but, like, a couple. So, like, it's just going to create more of a bad thing, because...
What are they increasing it to again? Like, 425?
425.
That's such an ugly number in terms of, like, putting in TPE. Because if you have basically everything but, like, your weakness and, like, either face-offs or penalty shots over 60, it's just going to be, like, you're going to have to put in that last TPE into one of those or just bank it.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. Because I've been playing around with the numbers to see what would be a decent build for that. Like,
yeah, and like we were,
it's
talking,
not pretty.
Last episode, we were talking about it more in detail, but I guess the biggest TLDR is that I think that's all it's going to do is that instead of having 355 TPE inactives, you'll just have 425 TPE inactives. Now it could make it so people get more TPE and then hopefully stay in the SHL more. Hopefully, that's the goal, obviously. But I feel like it's just going to discourage some rookies some more. The biggest thing I say to rookies when I GM'd was like, hey, you're probably going to do shit this season, but next season will be the season where you start to break out more, because then you're almost at 350 or you're at 350. But now, since it's at 425, it's like, hey, you're probably going to suck kind of for another season. So then it just increases the length.
I mean, how is that going to... How's the extra TPE going to even affect, like, the performance of players? Because, like, as you can see with my player was able to perform well.
Oh yeah, that's not
in the juniors. It's like you don't need to. There's a possibility that, like, I don't know. It could mess with history, and then also it's like players can perform well given they if they have a good build in the juniors. And
yeah, like,
you just need to have that decent build. But juniors doesn't even matter. It's like...
Yeah, but like still, for the history of things, it's yeah. nice to see people on top. Like for Vancouver, Aaron Wilson has the most points in a playoffs in a playoff like series, like race or whatever. And he's at like 25, which is cool to see. Like, hey, my player did something that like, you know, the top of a team. Or like Barrett McCarthy, which is Infidel, he got like 42 assists, which is like sixth ever or fourth
yeah.
ever for the SMJHL. But like with more TPE comes just being better.
I mean, it could be better, but if we have more goalies staying down with 425 TPE, it's just going to be stronger goalies and players that are just marginally better.
Now, I will say with goalies, it's kind of weird for goalies because they kind of have to stay down like four seasons to be called up to be over 700 TPE and be good. Because like if you get called up before, you're kind of shit, which sucks. Or else you're going to be playing like backup games, which isn't fun. So like that kind of helps a little bit, but not really. But just has them do a little bit more, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's that question.
Yeah.
What are things a draft prospect needs to do outside of earning TPE to be considered a top prospect?
Be active.
Well,
make media
as a former top prospect.
And be a cool person.
Be a cool person.
If you're not a cool person, you're not going first.
Just be.
That's why I didn't go first. That's why I went, I think, 21st.
Something like that.
I went 21st overall.
Have good character. A bunch of money is always good to have as a top prospect, but you don't always need it. Example is Mayu or Tig. No, not Tig. Asclap. Those are two good examples of top prospects who didn't need a bunch of money. Just have a good character and be a good person. Obviously have a good amount of TPE. But what JY and I are looking for mostly is about character and how you interact with the locker room.
Yeah. Mostly, I mean, if I was a GM, I would mostly care about character. Character is like, I want to have someone I can just talk to as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then also be good at building their player.
Yeah.
Over someone that's like locker room shit.
Uh-huh.
But is like really like has the best player in the league. Like I'd rather have someone that's like okay.
Oh shit. Boomcheck updated. You go, Boomcheck. Nokazawa then comes in with funniest piece of media you read on the site. Oh god. Dude, I've read over 100 to media.
I like the off-season shitposts, like the player dick size.
I like, I think it's Spartan Gibbles who does why your team will suck or whatever, like those urinated tree type.
No, Stadium Gambler.
Oh, it was Stadium Gambler. I knew it was either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are always
fun. Both are SG.
Yeah, both are the GMs of Anaheim. So.
Yeah.
I get the pass on that. That's a good series.
there's not a lot of stuff up in the great articles that I'm here right now.
I can't.
Yeah, like the off season shitposts can get top notch if when they're like I think BBYGM, I think that's the username. He does a lot of those.
Those are
pretty good.
He did he converted it was some language to SHL or whatever. Pig Latin, something, one of those things. That was fun.
Yeah, he does the hot potato trophy.
Hot potato is always good. I was in it once. Humble brag.
Oh, I could be wrong. It wasn't him who did the dick thing, but he's just a hot potato trophy.
No.
He did explosive. Huh?
Guy thing.
Guy. Yeah, but he also did the. I think we could completely be wrong on everything here.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's sympathies. He did the SHL player erection size.
Yeah. Him and Guy Zhang are they go to uni together.
Okay.
So I always just associate them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did a podcast for a little bit. They recorded on site at their campus. And like
on site pussycast question mark?
Bro, I mean,
what the fuck is going on with my computer?
That would be a lot of work and effort.
Very long train ride.
Yeah, very long train ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the final question, goddamn, warp, is the favorite signature is Poopity Scoop for me.
Oh, yeah.
Or Baylor Swift's. That's a classic.
That one's very chaotic. Very good.
I was going to say Evans. Trella's is good.
Yeah, Trello's one is also pretty good. I think I've lost the question. Like,
I think we should just keep on going because goddamn, we're clever. We got one more questions left. Leper says, "What's your favorite movies and TV shows?" My favorite TV show is Stargate. My favorite movie is Short Circuit because I remember saying that.
Yeah, favorite movie Baby Driver. Favorite TV show. Shit. I like a lot of TV shows.
Oh,
so.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's always good. Oh,
that's
God.
It.
That's so good.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Also, The Good Place is really good.
Yeah, Big Mouth is a good Netflix.
Big Mouth.
The Boys on Amazon's a good
TV. I haven't seen that one yet. But
dude, you should watch it, man. It's real good.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then Lovish asks, why am I the best alumni in Vancouver?
Because you're the only alumni who really talks in the Discord actively. So, yeah, that's why. Next question. D-Mail says, for Luke, why is D-Mail the better FA? I don't know. You became GM, sure. Why is Lovish the worst alumni in Vancouver? Because he remains in the locker room being active instead of being in Minnesota and actually being a good GM. All right, cool. Next question.
next question.
Next question.
Ufig.
Question for you. Ufig says, for E-Silver, no question. I just don't want you to feel left out. Just make sure you wear warm clothes when it gets colder out and make sure you're eating well. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. All
right. And then,
Love his ass. Why is D-Mills the worst?
Because he took over as co-GM and is... that's actually a bad thing. Why is D-Mills the worst?
Okay, we're on three more questions, so we can slow it down a bit.
Oh, okay.
That was our rapid fire Leppish D-Mills.
Leppish D-Mills is the worst because he's only at like 573 TPE or something like that, when Aaron Wilson is at like 738. So do better.
Be good. Come on.
Just do more. And then Aaron Wilson. Oh, name drop. Oh, transition. Does Luke TD mean Luke the dog? So it means a lot of things, really. So Luke the dog is obviously the good one. That's what I have it in my GM chat. It's also
Luke the dog.
Luke touchdown. It also stands for my actual name, like my real name type deal. That's what I was going for. So there's that. It also means Luke the what starts with D?
Dangerous.
Luke the data structure. Because I'm structure.
Luke the data structure. it's a different type of stack.
It's I'm more of a priority stack instead of a
priority queue.
Yeah, fuck yeah, priority queue. yeah.
I consider myself a heap.
Oh wow, aren't you cool? It also means Luke the I was thinking another computer science thing, but
Luke the database.
I'm Luke
the Spaceballs the flamethrower.
yeah, and then he also says less serious question. Oh yeah, because Luke the dog is very serious. Do you need more TV opportunities like recently suggested? I think more diverse TBE stuff,
yeah,
instead of like the same 3v3 stuff. Maybe some different kind of stuff.
I mean 3v3 is fun. It's fun, but it's like, do I really want to be predicting
yeah,
the same thing like, every single?
Yeah, more for variety, so it doesn't get stale. Like the weekend fun times, I think are a great opportunity to have some creativity.
Yeah. There's a lot of possibilities. Like,
yeah. It's like maybe.
I mean, not many people liked Mike Izzy's last one, but.
Oh, but it was a
classic. It was a classic.
It was a banger.
Instant classic.
But, like, instead of, like, a PT for 1 week, we could do, I don't know, something else for a week. So, it's, you know.
Could have a no sim week, and you have to predict how the double simmed next week is.
Yeah.
That was very bad idea, but
there's more creative people on the site than us.
Yeah, I'm not creative.
Yeah. So like I think just more diverse TPE opportunities that not replace but like make it more diverse basically.
Yeah.
More holistic. I learned that word when I was I think it was at NC State. One of the people who was like saying something said holistic, and I'm like, oh shit, that's a word.
Yeah, we have a holistic approach to reviewing applications.
Yeah, it's like we're a holistic school, so we don't just look at the grades. We look at
at the entire thing.
Yeah,
we look at your life story.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
What classes you took.
Did not apply for NC State. Did not apply for. What other schools did I go to? I did not apply for Duke. I was basically just going there for fun because my friends were way smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun road trip. But I did not apply for NC State. I did not apply for NCU. Name drop. I did apply to Shawnee School, and I got him, obviously. Or Static School, or Off School, so it doesn't matter which three. I did get into that one, but that was like 2 years ago. I don't know what I'm talking about. Dude, it's like 11:50. I'm tired.
you know what else? I think the Challenge Week is, mm-hmm. It can be a lot.
You mean
it can be.
Week?
I mean, championships week. Yeah.
Dude, do you even play SHL, bro?
Bro. Bro, I've. But yeah, it can. I'm not the biggest fan of it.
I'll write it out in an hour.
To be honest, because I am too lazy to write.
Uh huh.
I mean, it's easy. It's easy. I could do it, but like. What's the point? It's always gonna have like several things be graphics, several things be writing.
Yeah.
One of them is gonna have like seven questions, and you have to answer a few.
Bro, we can do a podcast version of it now.
One per challenge.
CW week version.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
And then like a
three TPE or four TPE.
Then a podcast one, and then you have to. DM the PT department with answers to a question that everyone knows.
Bro, that's an easy 4TP for us. We talk about the finals for like 5 or 6 minutes or however long it is, and boom, 4TPE, bro.
Boom.
Start this podcast.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Other than making my money back from when I got fined.
Dude, that was like $1 million, all right?
Oh yeah.
Speaking
of how I got fined, you should try a command on my bot. It's noodle. It's the exclamation point noodle. That's all I'm gonna say. But back to what we were saying.
That's OG. That's the real people who listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, I dare you to put that to message that in your server. Unless you're Anchorage, because
Anchorage kicked their bot.
Ask Clap, be like,
did he actually kick it?
I don't know. I think it's in slow mode. So,
bro, you should with your bot. Can't you just see how many servers it's in?
Yeah. What right now?
Yeah, like which servers it's in or how many.
I can see what servers it's in, but I don't like doing that.
Dude, go snoop it around. See if there's any secret SHL.
There are.
That we don't know about.
There are.
There is? I know there's a dads of the SHL.
I don't think it's in the dads one. I haven't heard. I've never heard of the dads one.
Yeah, I actually. When I was messaging prospects, humble brag, someone talked to me about it. I'm like, oh, did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, so it's currently in 40 servers.
40?
40.
What the fuck? Who's it?
Actually, here, actually, I can actually print. I have a thing to print the servers that it's in.
Bro, print it and just only send it to me.
What if I do?
I don't know. Say thank you.
What if?
I know Coolies have their own Discord. Actually, 40 makes sense. 16 SHL teams, 10 SMJHL teams, a couple IIHF teams, a couple random servers. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh shit, you didn't miss me. Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
We should probably go to the final question of the night.
Okay, yeah, final question of the night from Nub. Nubbed is titties or booties?
Didn't we already discuss this before? We talked about you talked about players' asses before.
Yeah, that was who was the best, yeah.
Yeah. Jack Johnson or Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson's ass best. But we're talking about titties or booties now, and I'm gonna have to go with titties. I'm a titties guy.
I can see the validity of that. But I'm more of a.
I'm with Cal.
It's tough. Cal's a thigh type of guy.
Cal's a full.
He's a full body.
Have you heard him? He's like.
Yeah, I have. We don't need to call him out on this, but like. I heard him speak.
Yeah.
Titties is always solid, but I think I'm more of a booty guy.
Yeah.
Good question, though. Do you should just start? How about instead of speaking, you just start updating the update
thing? Instead of messaging us with questions.
Yeah.
Has he updated? No. Well, yeah, he did. He did. He did.
I'm just going through some of the servers.
Oh my god.
What? Did he finish?
No, I'm looking at his update.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he actually updated. Because
his most recent update is a mass update.
Yeah, I know. Someone's gonna get real pissed.
And I'm not claiming Vancouver. Oh, okay. Wait, I shouldn't have said that.
Claim Manhattan. Hatch just updated, and Gek just updated.
Okay.
Bro, I can't really say. Yeah, I think that we're about an hour. We're an hour if we include the intro.
Yeah. Because we don't want the shitty intro from the first time. So we record before because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it. Any last words?
I think that we had a good time here and look forward to the next Pussycast, I guess. I don't think we're going to have a guest until 5th or 6th, right?
Yeah. I said like 10, but that's just an arbitrary number.
You did say 10, but you said maybe a bit earlier.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see soon.
Yeah. Oh, albums. The new Earth Gang album is actually pretty good. The song, let me pull it up real quick. I've been listening to that. It's Earth Gang Mirrorland. Proud of You featuring Young Thug. That's a really good one. Top Down and Up are also pretty good songs off of that. Would recommend. I think that's it for me.
I would not recommend The Big Day by Chance the Rapper.
I love my wife.
Ooh, I love my wife. I love my wife. Ah!
Yeah, that's a terrible album.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
That's how we're going to end it. All right.
I love my wife.